In similar fashion, I wanted to ask Judge Slough to give us an update on the work of the Court Technology Advisory Committee, specifically the Court Technology Advisory Committee, which is chaired by Judge Jim Herman, who's the assistant PJ in Santa Barbara. They've developed, are they work streams, task force?
Yeah, all of that.
Okay. To look at things like governance, technology funding, and there's one other task force that I...
Strategic planning.
And Judge Slough chairs the work stream on funding, on technology funding, which I think at some point will overlap with the work that we're doing here, and especially with the Funding Methodology Subcommittee. So I want to judge... Slough, who is on that, she's a liaison from the PJ committee to the Court Technology Committee, just to give an update and tell us what you folks are doing over there.
Just very briefly, the Judicial Technology Committee reports directly to the Judicial Council. The chief called together another task force called the Technology Planning Task Force. It's clear that the branch as a whole will not receive additional funding for technology without there being a solid governance plan, a strategic plan, and as a component of that, an analysis as it relates to funding for technology for the branch as a whole. So with that background, the chief put together the planning task force. Jake is on it, Sherry Carter is also on it, and I am on it, and I am chair of the funding track. Jake is chair of the governance track, and Brian Cotta from Fresno is chair of the strategic track. So really to address just the funding issue, we started asking questions like, well, what existing funding sources do we have? And Zlatko and his crew have been very helpful in answering some of our questions. What potential funding sources exist into the future? You see, our charge is not to come up with a dollar amount or an actual specific plan, but just come up with some form of funding strategy to fold in with the governance and the strategic plan. So what we have learned is that on a whole, for the whole branch, spending for technology, and this includes the courts of review as well, we spend over $258 million a year in technology. So with that, there's only one specified dedicated revenue stream. And Zlatko, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's a 2%, not the emergency 2% fund, but it's set forth in the government code, a 2% fund.
The 2% automation funding?
That's correct. Yeah, thank you very much. And I think that brings in almost $16 million a year. So you can see there's quite a difference between what is spent and what comes in. And again, that is the only dedicated revenue stream. So we also turn to the Improvement and Modification Fund as well as the Trial Court Trust Fund to help fund technology issues. And we've been discussing all day long what's happening with the Improvement Modification Fund and the Technology Trust Fund. So we have learned in this process that our current allocation is complex. Money gets allocated from these various funds. There are some special allocations, and there are some reimbursements, and those are some of the issues that we have been looking at. We are developing a funding, requesting and allocating kind of formula, which puts into different types of categories technology, such as operations, like software license, hardware maintenance, and what kind of stable funding mechanism do you need to fund that type of operation. Also, routine upgrades such as hardware refresh. Now, that's stable, but it is more periodic. It varies from court to court when they will be needing that type of funding. Upgrades. So, in other words, we're developing, looking at different categories that technology would fall in, and then trying to come up with and match a funding stream to associate with that type of category. But separate and apart from that issue is a very large and looming issue, and that is how courts are going to continue to manage their failing case management systems. How will those be upgraded, replaced, et cetera? And that is a very large issue. That is not an issue that this task force is designed to answer, per se, but it is clearly a critical issue as it relates to technology on the trial court branch as a whole. And so will we be looking at the BCP process or other funding opportunities to respond to those questions? And I think that is where this body will interface very closely with the technology issues as we address them in the future, because I think those are court-wide issues. Those are trial court issues. And I think those are issues that really should and rightfully come to this body for direction as well. So that's kind of where we are. And we have a one-year life on this task force, and so we've been trying to put together a report. That report, which will have the governance, the strategic plan, and the reference to the funding, will be vetted through this committee as well as other the trial court presiding judges' committees throughout the state, kind of a la the methodology change as well. So,
yeah, one thing that it's important to point out that we're that Zlatko and I are focused on this year is to truly appreciate the governance aspect of money that's spent out of the trust fund and the improvement and modernization fund. Those are the two main funds that feed the operations and programs of the trial courts. And there has been in years past, I think, kind of an ad hoc approach to that, so that there might be approval for technology funding that the Budget Advisory Committee doesn't know about. And so we're really, in working with Judge Herman, trying to develop a governance structure. So if there's a request for an expenditure, a technology need from a particular court, for instance, that comes out of the trust fund, that technology committee takes a look at it, makes a recommendation, sends it to the Budget Advisory Committee to review and make a recommendation, and then it's presented to the council, with both of those groups having taken a look at it, rather than separately march things forward without talking to each other. So we're really trying to focus on that and get that a little bit tighter as we go move forward. So any questions for Judge Slough on what's happening in the tech world?